This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hey, be grateful, America. We live in a time where Biden says he's going to rid this country of systematic racism, which means all the Democrats will soon be gone. Welcome. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Can you believe this? Biden, who, by the way, was set up by Barack Obama to cure cancer. How are we doing on that, by the way? He says he's going to eradicate racism. Systematic racism, not all racism, just systematic. He can't get rid of it all, but he'll handle that systematic stuff, you know, that racism in, I don't know, like capitalism, corporate America, that racism in academia, the racism in government, the racism everywhere. It's all over the place, all this institutional racism, keeping brothers down. Not letting them succeed. How can you be successful in America if you're a black person without Joe Biden to save you? I mean, how many years has he been working on this? 47? Well, it takes time. It takes time. Yes, indeed. Oh, my goodness. We've got a strange world. You know, somebody went out and they messed up the Hollywood sign. I don't know if you guys saw this story. They changed the Hollywood sign to Hollyboob. Hollyboob. Yeah. You remember when they took it down and they put Trump up? They didn't take down a Hollywood sign. They put Trump up on a highway, right? Yeah, they didn't take it down. I got mixed up. But on the actual Hollywood sign, they did put Hollyboob. It's true. Anyway, these people are being charged. And it just struck me that more justice will come to the people to change the Hollywood sign to Hollyboob, then will come to the cabal who committed the biggest fraud in American history, voter fraud, in the coup that got rid of Donald Trump. More justice will come to the Hollyboob people than will come to Hillary Clinton for having a secret server in her basement run by a separate dude and unprotected, and with all of her emails going out to the Chinese, and I could go on. More justice will come to the Hollyboob people than will come to the people who let veterans die on waiting lists, and will come to the people who let arms go into Mexico under Fast and Furious. That will come to people who allowed Benghazi to happen. And I could go on. 844-551-8255 if you want to get in on the action. Justice in this country for elites in terms of getting what they deserve is dead. Hunter Biden, a drug-using, possibly human trafficking, a guy who sold out America, cavorted with the top Chinese spy, and no discussion about it. Can't do anything about it. The Biden family, look, come on, investigative reporters, seriously? The Biden family are so open with their corruption, it's ridiculous. Let me tell you a Biden family story. I've been flirting with this. So Biden says he was going to destroy the charter schools, right? That's what he says. The charter schools are gone in America. You just watch. You watch and see. I'm not going to give you the details of this, but here's what I will tell you, that of what I know firsthand. The charter schools in America are not going to go anywhere because people that I know who were interested in what happens to charter schools made a few phone calls and were given assurances by top Biden donors. I'm talking about friends of the Biden family, that the charter schools are going nowhere. You want to know why? Because Frank Biden owns lots of charter schools. I bet you weren't aware of that. Go look it up. Frank Biden, Joe Biden's brother, owns lots of charter schools, and his big bro assured him he's not going to do anything. That was just talk. That was talk. He had to satisfy the teachers union. Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying it was all talk. Well, he better go ahead and destroy charter schools. We have charter schools that we work with. We've adopted. So I don't want him to destroy charter schools. But let me just put it this way. The only reason that he won't go after them is because he's circling the wagons around his brother. If his brother were not invested in charter schools, if his brother were invested in the coal industry, Biden would protect the coal industry. If Pelosi and those guys could make money off of the coal industry and figure out a way, I mean, let me put it another way. They make money off of things that they are theoretically, philosophically against, at least publicly, they make money off of, or their family does. They protect each other. They protect their fortunes. They just want more. So if you want to talk about justice, you want to talk about fair play, don't be talking about Democrats. See, if I were philosophically against, which I wouldn't be, against charter schools, I would tell you and I would act on it regardless of my family being involved. And my family would go, Kevin's got conviction against this, so if I don't want to be in the crossfires of it, I better get out of the charter schools. It's not what the Biden family does. That's not what leftists do. They rally around their stuff. And so we're witnessing this happening right now where you can't do anything. Let me go on and talk to you about, because, and I don't know if we should cover this separately, but it's a note that I saw that came across my desk just now. But they talk about Trump being a dictator. Trump didn't do anything at all to further his cause, further the cause of his family like Biden has. He has no skeletons in his closet with crackhead kids that are, you know, running sex trafficking or human trafficking operations. But he won't take questions from reporters. Trump took all the questions, but this guy Concha, he was asking Biden's press secretary, why do we have to give you the questions in advance? I thought this was a free press. And they don't. The questions are chosen by his staffer, and that's what the questions he takes. So, number of executive orders, what's going on in the Biden family, and he's limiting what the press can ask him, and they tell you Trump is the dictator. Biden feathers his family's nest by determining who the winners and losers will be, but Trump is the dictator. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
This next story we'll cover might seem like a joke, but it is not a joke. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Mr. Buy America Biden's DOJ is now investigating Elon Musk and SpaceX for daring to hire American citizens over non-citizens. This is like some sort of bizarro world. I don't know. Look, I get that it's a global world, etc. But when you carve out your little piece, you would at least expect people to respect it. 844-551-8255 if you want to give us a buzz. When I say respected, I mean this. Let's start in the microcosm. So you have your own personal space, right? You want it to be respected. You don't like people rolling right up on you, like getting within, say, a foot. You're like, whoa, back up. Arm's length. We talk about keeping people at arm's length. Right now, the social distancing says 6 feet. But arm's length. you stay there, I stay here, and we can talk. That's a decent place for us to talk. I don't have to breathe your breath. I won't get spit on. You know what I'm saying? We move out from there to your own little personal space. Maybe you have a room somewhere. Don't invade my space. Maybe you have a home. Don't invade my space. You put a fence around it. Stay outside of my space. If you're at work, it's a cubicle, and so on and so forth. If it's a business, they fence it off, block it off. Sometimes some have security, some don't. They have doors that lock, you know, so you can't get in. A secretary or some admin buzzes you in, and I could go on. We have our space. And so you've got all the rules that govern your society. So, for example, if I went to Mexico or somewhere, I wouldn't automatically think, oh, they're going to give me a job and I can demand a job or whatever. I would go over there with the idea that I either need to be self-sufficient or I need to understand that I'm not going to have a job for a while and I'm going to have to learn something to do, and I better have the finances and all that to do that. I wouldn't go to a country and go, you got to give me a job, or aren't there rules governing how I work? You know, that you've got to carry me until this happens. Whatever. No. Look, I watch these shows where people go and buy homes, or, you know, they relocate and they got to get, you know, they got a certain budget and they live in a, what's it called? I don't know. One of these relo things where they buy the house or rent an apartment to go live in a foreign land. And here's what I can tell you about Americans. We don't go around there going, oh, well, I hope they give me enough money to survive. I've heard, I don't know, I've watched dozens of those shows. And every time the couple or the people go, well, we've saved enough to last this much time. Here's our budget. I'm over here because I got transferred from my job. My significant other is going to look for work or whatever. We don't go over with the idea that somebody's going to take care of us. We go over with the idea that we've got a skill set and that country may need it. Or now that it is a global world and you can work on the internet, you can run your little eBay business from anywhere. But no, we got a Department of Justice that now has to look into everything that's anti-American, you know, anything that doesn't further the cause of America. You can bet Joe Biden's so-called Justice Department is going to look into it. And here's what happened, according to the DOJ. In March of 2020, a non-U.S. citizen complained about, they inquired about a position of technology strategy associate at SpaceX. And the company asked about the citizenship status of the person. Now, let me explain why we shouldn't even have to go any further. I want to know your status for a variety of reasons. One, you may not be here long enough. If it's a long-term job and your visa is going to expire or whatever, I don't know that I can hire you. But we're now to the point where you can't ask anything in employment. You've been to prison? You can't ask me that. You know, what was the last review at your last job? Don't ask me. I mean, you can't ask anything. Only thing you can do is look at a piece of paper, make an assessment, which, by the way, horrible for the leftists, because that assessment has all the trappings. Oh, woman, affirmative action. Black or Latino, affirmative action. You hear what I'm saying? You better hope your paper says MIT graduate 4.0, worked in the robotics division, led the team that did. You better have some real good stuff if you're black or Latino. And I'm not even saying it in a negative way. I'm saying I get it. If I'm going to hire at SpaceX, where I've got to hire the top people, you better believe I'm going to vet you. This should be a no-brainer, folks, but the Biden putzes, his administration, prove that indeed nobody in his administration has no functioning brains, because they've ordered SpaceX to comply with an administrative subpoena for documents related to how the company hires. Because one person complains, now the whole of DOJ has to get involved and make sure this is on the up and up. They gave them 2 weeks. So let me just put this as succinctly as I can. A technology company involved in some of the most technologically intensive operations on the planet is not allowed to make a decision on who it hires. But Apple can discriminate. Facebook can discriminate. We're looking for programmers, and if you're good, you know, you're really good, we'll hire you. But if we can't find them and it violates all of the Department of Labor and EEOC standards, no harm, no foul. But let somebody apply for the technology, whatever, associates position at SpaceX and not get hired, and then suddenly the world is coming to an end and they must be investigated. Now, look, I always like to play devil's advocate. Okay, so a highly qualified non-American comes in and says, I want to interview for this job. You think I don't know how things work at SpaceX, but here's what I'll tell you how it worked in technology when I worked in it. If you were a stud in something we needed, we broke our necks to get you in. If there was, I mean, I had people that I brought over because they had a unique skill set, and we would do whatever it took, man. We would talk to the State Department. I mean, we did it all. It's like these engineers that we put on when I was working with the large oil companies, and there's a rig that's down. Man, we offload onboard and offboard so quick, move the guy's family. He's a rock star. We move that guy so quick because they're losing money. If you're qualified, a company will hire you, and they will figure out how to do it. But if you're not, guess what happens? They move on to the next candidate, DOJ. But we got to open up a full-fledged investigation into Elon Musk. Let me ask you this, America. Trump supporting Elon Musk. You think this is a witch hunt?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says schools can reopen safely even if teachers are not vaccinated. The CDC saying that schools currently offering in-person instruction only have had scant transmission of COVID-19 if they follow health and safety guidelines. All that being said, students in Chicago are still waiting for a deal to be reached between the union and the city. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says the ball is in the teachers' court.
We waited for hours last night. Hours. And still did not receive a proposal from the Chicago Teachers Union leadership.
Democrats are working quickly to write up a new coronavirus relief bill. The Democratic stimulus bill adds nearly $2 trillion to the national debt. Many Republicans are against the steep cost of the bill. USA Radio News. The polar vortex has its sights on much of the United States, bringing dangerously cold air with it. The National Weather Service says a lot of the country will be dealing with sub-freezing temperatures this weekend. The deepest chill will be in the upper Midwest and northern plains, with wind chills plummeting to as low as 40 degrees below zero in parts of the Dakotas. The Kansas City Chiefs might be facing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Super Bowl 55 shorthanded.
The Kansas City Chiefs have placed two players on the COVID-19 reserve list ahead of Sunday's Super Bowl after they received a haircut from a barber who tested positive for the virus. Center Daniel Kilgore and wide receiver DeMarcus Robinson were placed on the list as close contacts, but could be cleared to play in Sunday's game if they test negative for 5 consecutive days. Kilgore was actually mid-haircut when the barber received his test results. Both men were wearing masks at the time, and Kilgore insisted the barber finish the job. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How about we play a couple of things from some callers? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network.com. Phone number 844-551-8255. Let's play some callers.
Yes, Kevin. I know you're not going to put this on the radio, but I just want to let you know I was listening to your sports narrative on the radio, and there's Angel, by the way. I wanted to tell you that there is a sport called Beep Baseball, and it's a sport, it's a baseball sport adapted for blind people to play, and you can go online and look at the rules and everything. I'm not a baseball person, but my husband was in 94, he's blind too, he was blind, he was the third best outfielder in the country in beat baseball, and there are two-sided people on the baseball team, the particular baseball team, and they are the batter and the spotter. And you might want to, in St. Louis, go when the COVID thing is over to one of our beat baseball games and pal up with some of these fine blind fellows who play. And there are some girls who play too, the game, and find out what kind of people we really are. And maybe you and your son might want to volunteer as pitcher, as batters, or spotters. Bye.
Okay, Angel. I did play it on the radio. Glad you called. Thanks for that. Just so you know, not long ago, I had dinner with a blind baseball sports announcer. I know, it sounds weird, but it's true. Enrique Olliu, he announces he's out of Tampa Bay, and he announces for the Rays on, I believe, like Telemundo or Univision, one of them, you know, one of the Mexican stations, whatever, but or Hispanic, Latino stations, and he's blind, and let me tell you how he does it. The ball will get hit, and his wife has her hand on his arm, and she will tap, like with different fingers, whether it's going to right field, left field, there's a system that happens, and they've worked it out. And anyway, long story short, he's a blind announcer, and he's famous. And I had dinner with him. He's absolutely an amazing cat. He's from Nicaragua, and he is more of a historian on American history than probably most people. It's safe to say than 99% of the people in the country, easily. Amazing guy. So, and I asked him, I was like, how in the heck, I mean, you want to talk about have some guts. I don't know what kind of ball they play with, but I've been hit with enough baseballs to know I don't want to get hit with one. And if there's a crack of the bat and I'm blind, I'm turning the other way. It's got to take some guts to play blind baseball. So congratulations, Angel. Congratulations to your husband, who was one of the third, I think she said the third best player in that realm. And I'm going to look into, I don't have the time to volunteer. But what I will do is take my son out there just to see that people with disabilities not letting themselves be restricted. That's the American story. It's just like, I'm not going to let anything get me down. I'll be honest. The whole time I was with Henry, I was like closing my eyes. And let me tell you a funny story. So we're cruising down the road. We pick Henry up to take him to dinner in a, we needed him as a designated driver in case we got drunk. I'm just kidding. But we were cruising down the road, and as we got down the road, Henry would say stuff like, well, so we should be at this street. If you look over there, there's blankety blankety blank. And he would tell you what was there, what used to be there. God is my witness. Everywhere we went, he goes, well, you're going to need to take a left up here. We're getting close to this because he knew where we were going. He goes, you're going to need to take a look. And everywhere we went, this guy knew it. I was almost in that ilk where I was like, you know, there's a group of people that say Stevie Wonder's not blind. And they have these gags that Stevie sets up with people. Anyway, I was almost of the ilk that, Henry, are you really blind? But he was blind. I mean, he didn't wear glasses, but, you know, I can tell you he's blind. We're sitting at the table, and we have some wine, and I'd say to Henry, Henry, your wine glass is directly in front of you, and he pats it down, and he finds it. And then because there's multiple people at the table, when he wants to talk to me, he would lean forward, and I'm not lying, he would miss this wine glass by an eighth of an inch. And so I got ready to move it, and I said, Henry, I'm going to move this glass. He goes, Kevin, I know where it is. Let me put it this way. If I was trying to get within an eighth of an inch of my wine glass, I would have knocked it over. This dude, three or four times, leaned right in front of that wine glass. And I'm thinking, in his cheek, guys, my producers don't believe me. He was within an eighth of an inch. That's not much. So you can slide a piece of paper in there. And he would miss that wine glass every time. It was insane. So we were talking about his sensory perceptions and things like that. He just goes, I just use my sensory a lot better than you. But other than when he walks, he puts his hand on your shoulder and he walks, you know, so you know where to guide him. And then once you give him kind of the lay of the land, I think he's like the Terminator where he makes this sort of, you know, visual layout of everything. And then he's got it because I'm telling you, the dude sometimes acts like he's not blind. So, April, I just wanted you to be aware that I do know, you know, that the little bit about the blind thing and all that, not as much as I need to, and I will do more research. I appreciate the call. Let's take one from my Vietnamese pal. He calls me out of Houston, and hear what he has to say.
Hi, Mr. Kevin Jackson. My name is Pete So. I'm from Houston. Enjoy your program every day. As a matter of fact, I couldn't survive without listening to you, and that's why it's kind of hard on Saturday and Sunday. But I go back to your archives and just try to listen to every episode that you put out. It is just refreshing. It is very amazingly frank and to the point. Thank you for your insight, and thank you for your information. Have a good day, sir.
No, that was not me paying off Pete to say good things about me. Pete, dude, you're my Vietnamese brother. Yeah, you're my Vietnamese brother, Pete. I'm not making fun of you, bro. Trust me. Oh, my goodness. What an endorsement. You gotta love a guy like that. Would not survive without listening to my show. finds the show refreshing and to the point. When he can't get it on the weekdays, he goes and he listens to archive. This is my kind of dude right here. And now I'm going to tell you white folks out there listening, you better learn from Pete. Better learn. Pete, all kidding aside, thank you. See, in radio, you don't get feedback. You do comedy, you get feedback immediately. You know, ooh, whatever. What was I joking about the other day with some people? I was not working on a set, but I was like kind of testing some material. Oh, I remember. It was a group of artsy-fartsy people, and I made a joke about Andy Warhol not being a, you know, being a, not being that great of an artist. And look, I don't know enough about Warhol, but what I see those opaque, you know, like the Marilyn Monroe with the different colors and all that, I don't see that as a big deal. But everybody, oh, it's a Warhol. It's a war. Now, he may have done some, I've seen some of his other stuff, and I thought it was silly. But somebody decided Andy Warhol, and maybe there's a deeper meaning to it all that little Kevin Jackson's brain doesn't understand. But anyway, I was joking about it and testing some material out just to kind of see, and it went over well. So I'll probably incorporate it into something soon when I go back on the road and do a little bit of stand-up. But anyway, Angel and Pete, anybody calling, by the way, the number is 844-551-8255. I just want you to know we listen to your messages, and I so appreciate when people will take the time and tell us what their thoughts are about the show. It was funny. I was talking to one of my soon-to-be really good buddies, a guy named Kevin, and he was like, you know, how does your show work? I said, my show is frank, opinionated commentary about the world. And that's why I don't care whether people can, you know, oh, social media is not going to play it. So be it. It's still going to be my frank opinions about the world, and I won't be silenced because somebody decides that, you know, I'm not going to let you say it because you say the big cheat happened in the election. So there you go. So anyway, I do appreciate these callers. I appreciate your opinions about things. In the case of Angel, I answered her question about that. If I do more in that, Angel, I promise you I'll come back on. We'll have a discussion about it. Just letting you know, we do care. We listen to you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Let me call this a hodgepodge segment. There's so much news out there, you can't cover it all. And I mean, to be blunt, any of these subjects I could talk about forever. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. If you want to give us a call, 844-551-8255. Always too much to discuss, but that's okay. You know, we get, you know, we're like Bluebell, eat all we can and we sell the rest. So I'm glad you're here. One of the things, I mean, this is a hodgepodge. I got all kinds of notes here. When will the media turn on the Democrats? That's one of the questions that was in my notes. When conservatives dominate the media. And it won't be turning on the Democrats. It'll just be reporting the truth. I gave you a strategy for Trump the other day that said if Trump decides to get into the media game, he will dominate it. He will be, if he said, I'm going to support a channel or become part of a channel and invest in it, it would be through the roof. Him, his kids, interviewing, documentaries on what they're going to be doing next, what they, following these people around like a reality show would be amazing. Not to mention, Trump could do his reality show again. It would be a hit. He's, what the left doesn't understand is they made this guy more popular than they ever did in letting him go. I mean, I'll be honest with you, I'm not happy in how he did it, but they made him popular. But imagine if he were to get involved in social media and 80 million people get on a social media platform with Trump. This guy would go from being worth, I don't know, $5, $6 billion to being worth $100 billion in less than 4 years. I can guarantee it. I want to be along for that ride. 80 million Americans would invest in it. Probably 250 million more non-Americans easily would be investing and trading these stocks every single day. Trump could literally create his own stock market. I'm not trying to say that he's God and people just follow. I'm just saying that it's going to take a Pied Piper to do what we're talking about doing here. This guy is respected all over the world. The media is not going to tell you this. Thousands of people in Berlin are protesting against the global banks and the scamdemic. You're not going to be allowed to see this because the media doesn't want you to know that Italians are ignoring social distancing. They are on to the ruse of Wu Flu. They have joined their brethren in Berlin, the Germans, to do this. Worldwide, folks, citizens all over the country recognize the game. And here's what they also know. They know that Donald Trump won. They do. They now look at Americans and say, you've got a brain-dead moron running your country. We all know he's not legit. We all know it's not who you picked. America, you've joined the ranks of the rest of the world. You're no longer the envy of the world. We can now stop hating on you. We're no longer the envy of the world. Now we get this news. This is from Reuters. Suspected Chinese hackers exploited a flaw in software by SolarWinds to help break into the U.S. government computers last year. But the election was on the up and up, right? Let me give you another one. The people that want to dominate you, the Facebooks of the world, California is trying to recall their governor. Rightfully so. They need 1.5 million votes. They've got 1.3 million. They've got until March something to get it. I think they will easily get these votes. And the chairman of the Reform California group, the people who are circulating the petitions to recall Gavin Newsom, have notified the media that Facebook's not going to accept the placement of ads to recall Newsom. Now, Zuckerberg comes out and says, you know, we're going to stay out of politics now. Now what? Now that they've gotten rid of Trump, he's now going to, we're going to focus on just, you know, letting people say what they want to say. Oh, so what does that mean, Zuckerberg? We, on your site, can no longer talk politics? That's a taboo subject? I want you to understand what's going on here. They won't let ads that are counter to Gavin Newsom on their site. And Zuckerberg says, we want to stay out of politics. Yeah, well, you're staying out of politics, but you're cutting free speech. And, oh, nothing's changed over there. Go on as a conservative and say, just go over there and say anything like, I don't believe in global climate change. I you know what? I don't like paying my taxes for this or the normal things that you talk about from day to day. Holy cow. When I go to the grocery store, I'm like, holy cow. I can't believe the cost of deodorant. I'll give you a good example. Deodorant. I like this certain kind of powdery deodorant. It's like $12. And then I'm looking at these cheaper deodorants. They're like $2, $3. Well, it's not an antiperspirant. Why would you Look, unless you, I don't know any man that can just wear antiperspirant unless he's a girly man, because you're going to get funky. You need wear deodorant. You need antiperspirant so you don't sweat. Something that makes your sweat glands sort of cut off. That's what most people need. Anyway, I was shocked at what it cost. Is what it is. So what if I talk about that? What if I talk about the amount of taxes I pay on that crap? Or the cost of housing in America that's shooting up and you're trying to figure out this or that. Or public transportation. Or the cost of gasoline in the Biden administration, which I hear is shooting up. I don't know. He said, the media recently attempted to tie the recall efforts to violence in Washington, D.C. Facebook has banned ads from Reform California, a group promoting a full legal recall effort, a tool explicitly provided for in the California Constitution as a way for voters to make their voices heard directly. It goes on to say this. Since the violence at the nation's capital, Facebook has sought out to censor and silence dissent. See, they use this fake, this ruse of, oh, the conservatives descended upon D.C. and it's now unsafe. We've got to keep National Guard here. We've got to build fences around this. Wow. So Californians and Arizonans and Texans and New Mexico and other border states can consider themselves unsafe due to illegal immigration, but they don't want to build a wall around them. They don't want to put any troops up for them. Yeah. They say that Facebook claims that hate speech is being done by these people that want to recall Gavin Newsom. Yeah. It's hate speech. They hate his ideas. They hate his policies. And they're using the legal system in order to change it. And they want to advertise to find out, are there more of you out there that are willing to sign this petition so we can get this thing done? And Facebook says, no. Let me put it another way. Let me put this way. If they were trying to get rid of, say, Mitch McConnell, who I don't have any love for necessarily, but if they were trying to get rid of Mitch McConnell, do you think Facebook would ban ads for that? If they were trying to get rid of Matt Gaetz, do you think they would ban ads for that? If they were trying to get rid of any high-profile Republican for the same reasons, under the same pretext, do you believe that Facebook would ban it? You know the answer. These leftists have two sets of rules. And look, I'm going to tell you right now, and I've said this too many times, it's ad nauseum. Stop trying to befriend the left. Stop trying to look for the so-called common ground. Reach across the aisle. Whatever euphemism you need to make yourself feel good about it, it does not work. You might as well be communicating in Greek with a baboon, because it isn't going to work. They're not going to understand you for any reason. They don't want to. And they prove it every single day. It's not even a little bit. You don't have to, it isn't like you have to go, I wonder what Facebook is doing with this Gavin Newsom. But he's telling you, Zuckerberg is telling you, I'm not going after any leftists that I approve of. You know what would be a really good thought exercise? Somebody put a petition to go after one of these Republicans and watch the double standard at play. Because you'd see it firsthand. You know what I'm sick of, conservatives? I'm sick of us trying the same old tactics, watching the game play out, losing the game, rinse and repeat the same old tactics. When do we grow up and learn what works and what doesn't, and start doing what actually works? It's not that difficult to do.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.